Track 16, Musical Moments. Well, shall we move on from the bizarre concept of John Cage's 4 minutes 33 and hear about some actual music? I promised you another one of the nation's favourite pieces of classical music, and here it is. Sam is going to tell you about Rachmaninoff and that piano concerto.
If you were asked to name your favourite piece of film music, what would you say? Well, I bet a large number of you would choose the romantic theme from the film Brief Encounter. And this is, of course, the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Sergei Rachmaninoff. This has become one of the nation's favourite pieces of classical music. And although it is Brief Encounter which really showcases this piece, it does also feature in the film The Seven-Year Itch, and we can hear a clip of that now.
It shakes me. It quakes me. It makes me feel goose-pimply all over. I don't know where I am, or who I am, or what I'm doing. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. Why did you stop?
You know why I stopped.
Why?
Because now I'm going to take you in my arms and kiss you very quickly and very hard.
But what do we know about Rachmaninoff? Well, he was a brilliant pianist, conductor and composer who was born in Russia in 1873. Rachmaninoff's father was a military man who wanted his son to follow in his footsteps. But Rachmaninoff Sr. got heavily into debt and was unable to afford an expensive military training for Sergei. Thus, Sergei was able to pursue a musical path of his choosing. The 1917 Russian Revolution meant the end of Russia as he had known it, and in December 1917, Rachmaninoff left Petrograd, as it was then, for Helsinki, travelling part of the way on an open sled with his wife and daughters. However, he saw America as the future, and he settled there in 1918. Rachmaninoff was in great demand as a pianist. He had enormous hands, which contributed to his virtuosity on the piano, and is also why some of his compositions for the instrument are fiendishly difficult. And he was also extremely tall and severe, and he rarely smiled in photographs, leading him to be dubbed the 6-foot scowl. And he had a passion for fast cars, and later on for speedboats, and he was the first in his neighbourhood to own a car. In fact, he was mad about engineering, and at the height of his success in the USA, he made a $5,000 loan, which saved the struggling Sikorsky Aviation Company from bankruptcy. And fittingly, the company made its first profit using its new S-298 aircraft to transport 2 grand pianos. And as a token of his appreciation, Igor Sikorsky appointed Rachmaninoff as the company's first vice president. Now, the two men became close friends, and the Sikorsky family attended many of Rachmaninoff's concerts at the Carnegie Hall in New York. And so the next time you hear that famous theme, perhaps it will make you think of the chug-chug of helicopters instead of clandestine meetings amidst a backdrop of the chug-chug of trains. Well, it's just a thought.